Last year, the state certified Cook County's County Program Aid, or CPA, at $275,500 for this year, 2010. Typically, the state sets aid amounts to help local governments control property taxes. As of Monday, it appears the county could lose all of its CPA. Brady Powers is Cook County Auditor Treasurer. Brady, what happened to the $275,500?
Well, it looks like the governor's proposal to balance the state budget will be to cut into county and city general program aid. What they do is actually they're looking at a percentage of your levy, and let's say it's about 6% of your total levy to cut in state aid. In our case, there wasn't enough state aid to make up that 6%. So, number one, they're going to cut all of that $275,000, and then they're going to move into our homestead credit to make up the balance. There's actually about 19 counties that will lose all of their program aid.
Now, what does that mean when they take away homestead credit? Does that mean people don't get credit?
No, it won't affect an individual who sees their tax statement and sees a homestead credit. What it is that the state actually pays us twice a year for homestead credit and for taconite credit. Let's say we budget and levy, say, $6 million, for example. We don't actually collect $6 million from homeowners. We collect that amount less, those credit amounts, which the state pays, but now they won't make that.
So where does that money come from?
Well, that will come in his proposal. He's going to allow, if the legislature approves that, he'll allow us to levy back up to 50% of that loss as a special levy over and above the levy limits. We're still under levy limits. So you could levy a percent of that back, but in fact, we may not, depending on what the percentage increase in the total levy that would cause. We haven't levied all that we're allowed to.
So if you don't levy it, then it's got to come out of the general fund?
It's going to come out of your fund balance that we hold. The state has a large structural deficit. It's not just a one-time. If that's the case, you're probably not going to be taking it from your fund balance. You're going to have to make some changes here, too.
Well, without the state county program aid, well, what funding does the county receive other than what it levies?
The highway department gets gas tax. Public Health Human Services gets a lot of grants for specific programs that are federal and state programs. But as far as general aid that keep property taxes low is our payments in lieu of taxes. We get a lot of payment in lieu of taxes for state and federal land because, you know, as we know, most of our land is public land, about 91, 92% public land. We only have about 8% that's private, and the largest part of that is the federal aid. So, and those have gone up significantly.
Well, finally, Brady, if the worst-case scenario happens and Cook County ends up with zero CPA and no homestead credit reimbursement, what are the options for the county?
Well, in the short term, we will use that payment in lieu of taxes. We'll use our fund balance. We may levy back some of that loss. But the bigger question is how long this continues and whether the state structural deficit continues and whether the economy turns around. It could be serious even for us.
Well, we've been speaking with Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers about cuts real and potential in county program aid to Cook County. Thank you, Brady.
Thank you.